This is Mick Warhurst on ABC Radio.
38,000 people go missing in Australia every year, and 2,000 of those remain missing long term. They are shocking figures, I think. In the early days of a disappearance, a mobilisation occurs. Police and the community, they rally together in hope. But as time drags on, families are left in limbo, and for them there is no conclusion. But what if art could help reignite the search for a long-term missing person? The Unmissable Project pairs artists with the families of missing people to reignite the search for their missing family member. And I did warn you that things are probably going to get a little bit heavy right now, but there's wonderful intentions behind this project. One of those families joins me today, sisters Helen Cooper and Wendy Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, as well as Lauren O'Keefe from the Missing Persons Advocacy Network. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wendy and Helen, your sister Elaine went missing in 1980 at the age of 16. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, she went missing in 1980 and she was just a teenager having fun, going out, and they just left.
Yeah, her and a friend took a car and they had a minor accident in a car in 1980, and then the two girls went to Cronulla and then they were never seen again. We don't know what happened. This is what we've been trying to do, reach out to the community to find out, you know, if anyone knows anything. Yeah, we don't have any answers. We just know that it was around February 1980. They were just going out for the day like normal teenagers do, having a bit of fun. They took a car, had an accident, and then they went back to Cronulla, and then none of their friends have ever seen them since. We've asked many over the years, and they did have a lot of friends, and everyone just says, no, we've never seen them. And
so incredibly tragic.
Yeah, it is. And we have been searching for years, but it's only come now that we've had such good, like, support from MPAN and, like, other people, strangers, you know, they don't even know Elaine, and they're helping us to achieve looking for her and making her feel like she was important.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, you're here. You can tell us about this Unmissable Project and the idea behind this concept, and it's obviously something that's very close to your heart too.
Absolutely. So the Unmissables is an initiative that pairs families of long-term missing Australians with artists to help them to re-engage the community and to reignite the search, as you said. So we understand from personal experience just how difficult it is to maintain the public's attention over a long-term case like this. And so what we found is that art being such a powerful vehicle, something that moves people and engages people, is a really helpful tool for families that are in this predicament to try and reach, the public in a much bigger and more creative way that really helps to humanise their loved one rather than just having, you know, their date of birth, where they were last seen, what colour their eyes are. So it's been really wonderful to see the way that Australians have responded to these public artworks.
Has anything like this been done before around the world?
Not like this. I mean, there have certainly been, portraiture is, you know, has been used in a myriad of different ways for lots of different causes, but I've never seen this type of initiative span across multiple mediums of art before. And it seems to be something that's been really embraced by everyone that's been touched by it. And so for that reason, we see, you know, no cause for stopping anytime soon. So hopefully there will be more families that can be paired with more artists and we can keep this going.
It is a brilliant concept. It must be hard, though, to keep the search going over all these years. Yeah. Is that been difficult for you?
Yeah, because at first, like, we didn't have the support, so we were sort of going it alone for many, many years and didn't know who could help us. And then we got told about MPAN, which was really good, and then film camp. So we've had the support just of recent through MPAN, film camp, being on this show, Jess deciding to write a beautiful song for our sister, which we really appreciate, and which we didn't have before. So we feel, you know, now after all these years that we're finally getting the help of the community. Yeah, so
and it makes us feel like Elaine's important to people again, that she's not just forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wendy and Helen, when you met with Jess, who you mentioned is the musician who's going to perform the song for us today that she's written about your sister, you would have described your sister to Jess. What did you say about the type of person happy. She was?
She was happy, fun, really hippie. Really outgoing. She loved life. She loved wearing.
She loved music, and she loved making up her own dances to the music. And she always wore these tight flowered pants. So she wore Indian clothes, hippie. So we said to Jess, you know, something hippie. And she was she was quiet, but she was a bit wild at the same time. So. Yeah.
Like you know, so many of us.
Yeah, she's just a teenager.
And hearing this story, I can't fathom what it must have been like to lose your sister like that. I just have no understanding of how horrible that must have been for you over the years.
Yeah, just would like to know, if she is still alive, she's safe, or... You know, Mum and Dad are getting old now, or getting on, and, you know, we just like to know anything, or if anyone did know anything, or, you know, any clues. It's just so hard, to get nothing.
You think after all these years that there'd be one person out there that would have something or know something that could reach out. We just want to know, is she well and safe, or what's happened, and if anyone can help us with that.
Yeah. Well, this is why this Unmissables project is so special, and I can see how important it is to you both.
Yeah. I think it's the best thing that's happened to us in life. It is. It is the best thing that's happened. We are thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you all for not only putting this project on, but sharing your story about your sister. And we have Jess Ribeiro here with us now, and she's going to perform the song that she's written for your sister. And this is the first time you've heard this song, is that right?
Yes.
That's right, yes.
Wendy and Helen, how are you feeling in anticipation?
Nervous and excited.
It would be quite sad, I imagine, but also wonderful to have your sister immortalised in a way in song.
In expression.
Yes.
It's great. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get Jess to play the song. It's called Wildflowers, and here she is right now on ABC Radio.
1, 2, 3. There's a hole in my heart the size of an island. There's a hole in my heart the size of an island. Can be big and small, my love, for you will never go away. All those pretty wildflowers, all those small, my love, for you never go away. trust in you. There's a hole in my heart the size of an island. There's a hole in my heart the size of an island. Islands can be big and small, my love, for you will never go away. My love for you will never go. Never go away.
On ABC Radio, that's Jess Ribeiro performing Wildflowers, a song that was written for the sister of two women I have in the studio right now who heard that song for the very first time, Helen Cooper and Wendy Johnson. And it's part of the Unmissables project where artists sing a song about a missing person in the hope to reignite that search. And how are you two feeling after hearing that song?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jess Ribeiro is here as well.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Hello, Jess. Hi. That was beautiful. Wildflowers with Alice Keith on harp as well on that track. How did you respond when you were asked to be involved in this project?
I willingly responded without hesitation. I didn't realise how emotional it was going to be. And when I met Helen and Wendy and they told me their story, I went away thinking I was going to make a really happy song, a really upbeat, happy song. I first tried to make an electronic song turned into a big dance anthem, which was not appropriate. I can send it to you privately. Yeah, it's like a sexy dance anthem, which just,
that's all right.
I knew you guys wouldn't mind, but I thought, that's all right. Yeah, so the song became something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you want to get across in the lyrics and the musicality of it?
It's really transformed in a way that I haven't had very much control of. The recorded version in the studio is different to what Alice and I just performed then. But what was the question again?
What did you want to get across with the lyrics?
Yeah, what did I want to get across with the lyrics?
Yeah,
well, it's such, you know, to be a, I think, do they call it a victim of crime?
Yeah.
Have a missing person, to have someone that you love, you carry it with you. You always carry it with you, and that's something that I've realised by coming into contact with Helen and Wendy. Because one of my friends went missing when I was a teenager as well. I was with her, we were fruit picking, and she disappeared. And so I didn't realise that I'd been carrying that for my whole life as well. And so I thought that I'd processed things. And then meeting Helen and Wendy and hearing the story of Elaine really brought up a lot of things. So with the lyrics, I guess it's just, it's about carrying that loss and then finding them in beautiful places.
Yeah.
You know?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I think we're all incredibly moved.
Yeah.
Do you ever process something like this? Does it ever get easier? I mean, I can't imagine it would.
No.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. No. You just...
No, yeah. You'd go
and,
on
and you
with
still
your life.
Remember her as that teenager still. You can't think of her as older and you think she didn't get, well, she might have that chance, I don't know, but she might not have got that chance to get older and that's sad.
Yeah. Lauren, On that note, our society doesn't necessarily process ambiguity all that well. We love an answer. We love a solution. Mm-hmm. If it's cut and dried, it's easier for us to understand. In a situation like this, how can we help people then if we can't even comprehend it ourselves?
Say, exactly.
If you know someone who has a loved one who's gone missing.
Yeah, it is incredibly difficult. No one is comfortable with uncertainty, and that's why ambiguous loss is considered to be the most stressful type of grief. But, you know, every single story, every single individual who is impacted by missingness is going to go through a different journey and need different things. But it's really important that the people around them are there and that they listen and that they actually give practical support rather than maybe just, you know, constantly asking, is there anything that I can do? Maybe just do something that's going to help alleviate some of the enormous burden. Like there's all of the emotional stuff, but there's also a lot of practical and administrative, you know, burdens on top of families who are enduring this type of loss. So the really amazing thing about the Unmissables is that people who aren't even directly affected by missingness are able to get involved by, you know, offering their talent and offering their time and offering their walls for murals and their platforms like this. You know, these opportunities are invaluable. So it's really exciting that we're at a point where society is embracing this issue and supporting the families who are left behind.
Yeah. And you obviously feel the support, Wendy and Helen.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Like, it does take a burden off you. Like, it's just you feel relieved, happy that there's someone out there that also cares besides yourself, and you were just doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And,
yeah.
And the song, it was just...
Yeah, it means a lot.
It brought me to tears. It does. It means the world to us. It really does.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. I feel privileged to have been involved in this process in a tiny way. And, Jess, it was an absolutely beautiful song, and thank you for organising this extraordinary project, Lauren O'Keefe. Thank you. Lauren is the CEO of Missing Persons Advocacy Network. Thank you too to sisters Helen Cooper and Wendy Johnson. Thank you for sharing your story today. And also Muso Jess Ribeiro, thank you for that beautiful song and performance. There's also a documentary being made about this project, the Unmissables Project, and the series will be available on ABC iView in April of next year. And I think, like its title, it will be just extraordinary and you'll have to watch it.
This is Miff Warhurst on ABC Radio.